Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? Well, I know that I am because we made it all the way to Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Blue Friday.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
For Mariners?
Steve's birthday?
That's right.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
It's also Tommy Lee's birthday.
That's right.
I had my buddy Craig, he texted me and said, you share a birthday with Tommy Lee. You have so much in common with him. Birthday, drummer, giant... I guess just two things I could think about. And I'm like, yes, we're giant dorks.
Yes, giant
both of us.
Dorks,
big
indeed.
Big dorks.
All right, let's get to our contestant. It's Julian in Edenville. Julian, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
All right, are you prepared to beat the birthday boy on his birthday?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Yes, ma'am.
I like it. For those who are playing along at home, Julian will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
How many colors does the Google logo involve?
3.
No.
4.
Yes. What is the name of the NFL's All-Star Exhibition Game?
All-Star Expedition Game. The Pro Bowl.
Yes. What layer of atmosphere is closest to the Earth's surface?
Oh, the stratosphere?
No.
Pass.
In what decade was DC Comics founded?
1930s.
Yes. Who plays Will Turner in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Oh.
Bloom. Yes, there you go. On which continent would you find the Atlas Mountains?
Pass.
Which beer's slogan is the king of beers?
Budweiser?
Yes. What are the small bones that make up the backbone called?
Vertebrae.
Yes. Right in the nick of time, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, Julian.
Awesome.
Are we feeling good?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I like this ma'am talk. I'm feeling very... He called me ma'am again, Steve. I kind of like it.
You do, huh?
I do.
I'm not here to king shame.
Steve, welcome back. Happy birthday. Are you ready?
Okie dokie.
How many colors does the Google logo involve?
3?
No.
4.
Yes. What is the name of the NFL's All-Star Exhibition Game?
The Pro Bowl.
Yes. What layer of atmosphere is closest to the Earth's surface?
Water.
No.
Air.
No.
Dirt.
No. In what decade was DC Comics founded?
Let's go 50s.
No.
40s?
No.
30s?
Yes. Who plays Will Turner in Pirates of the Caribbean?
What's his name? Keith Richards.
No.
Johnny Depp?
No.
Tom Hanks?
No. On which continent would you find the Atlas Mountains?
Africa?
Yes. Which beer's slogan is the king of beers?
Anheuser-Busch? Budweiser?
Yeah, there you go. What are the small bones that make up the backbone called?
The spine.
No.
The Vertebrae.
Yes. What band was formed by the Davies Brothers?
By the Davies Brothers? AFI?
No.
I don't know. The Everly Brothers?
No.
Hanson?
No. The first state park was created in which northeastern state?
New York.
Yes. You know what? It's your birthday, so I'm going to give you that one. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, and that is a win. 7-6.
Yes.
Sorry, Julian.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Have a good one.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Our friend Julian knew that Will Turner is played by Orlando Bloom.
I've never watched any of those movies.
You've never seen a Pirates movie?
I've gotten on the ride. I feel like I know everything I need to know about that movie.
The band that was formed by the Davies Brothers, the Kinks.
The Kinks, yep.
Congratulations on your big victory, Steve Miggs. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Taryn. Ma'am. Daily Miggs
Show. We have a cool feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. And some are very interesting when we pull them up, Steve Miggs.
Someone wants to talk a little bit about the birthday, some about baseball, and another text or call about Thanksgiving.
Oh, God. We're going to slide into our VMs after Lenny Kravitz.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
It is so easy to leave us a voice message. All you got to do is tap that app, Steve.
Tap that app.
The Odyssey app, of course.
Tap that app.
This cool little microphone icon, and that's where you take care of the business. So what is happening in there this morning on your birthday?
Okay, well, speaking of birthday, we'll start things off with a birthday message.
Miggs, I know you do this for other people, and today I want to do it for you.
Oh!
The dumbest YouTube video. They have ones for everybody's name, pretty much.
Literally, even the more obscure names.
Yes. Still playing it. And the video is so great. It's like exploding cats and random crap.
Lasers.
Dinosaurs.
Party hats.
Still doing this.
Migs.
Migs.
Happy birthday, Migs. Go M's. To get the party tomorrow.
Ooh! Oh, let's go.
Oh my gosh, I guess it's a belated birthday party for you.
It's really nice of the Mariners and also the Hall on Occidental to put together a great celebration for my birthday. I was always, you know, especially since I'm turning 51 and Ichiro Suzuki's number 51, Randy Johnson's number 51. We've been celebrating the number 51 all year with the Mariners, retiring his number. This is the perfect birthday. Thank you, Mariners.
So exciting.
It's very nice of them. So, yes, come join us tomorrow. We now know a time, 5:30-ish. We're going to be over at the Hall on Occidental, right across the street pretty much from T-Mobile Park. And we're going to be celebrating with Mariners fans. And hopefully when the game ends and everyone's spilling out of T-Mobile Park, we could just be partying with everybody in the streets of Seattle.
So excited.
All right, you ready for the next voice message?
Yes.
I know you guys are just joking around about it right now, but I would totally buy a Daily Miggs Thanksgiving Day shirt.
We're trying to lay some respect on Thanksgiving is basically the situation.
And I agree with Taryn. Candied yams, trash. What's wrong with you, Steve?
Well, there's a lot wrong with me.
So many things.
But so my buddy sent a mock-up of what could be a t-shirt for the Thanksgiving Daily Make Sure. Because yesterday we got a voice message from someone that's like, hey, you guys need to put some more respect on Thanksgiving. It's a great holiday. All the food. You guys go from Halloween straight to Christmas and you forget about the best holiday. So it's like, it'd be funny if we did have a Thanksgiving Day shirt. We showed the design to Ryan, and I don't know if he said that was cool, but I feel like he was just kind of blowing us off.
Ryan loves a stupid idea.
So should we keep pushing for it?
Why not?
And somebody said that they're sick of us making black t-shirts, so we should probably put it on like an obnoxious color like yellow.
Yes.
Okay, we'll work on that. Probably never, but thank you. All right, here we got another voice message.
Last Thursday membership, I just wanted to send my appreciation and love to you guys. My daughter, Alita, absolutely was enthralled with the whole show. Everything was absolutely amazing. Yesterday,
okay, so from what I hear, it's like she won tickets on Hook or Shook for 3 Days Grace and Breaking Benjamin.
Sounds that way.
And took her daughter.
yesterday, but my voice was just a little bit raspy. So thank you again. It was an absolute blast. We love you guys so much. Thank you. Have an amazing day and weekend. Bye.
Bye.
I feel like you know it was a good show if you lost your voice and had to wait a day to leave us a voice message.
Also, I don't know if I agree with you on that, but now that you have a kid, do you kind of get like an extra smile on your face when you see like a mother-daughter, mother-son, father-daughter, father-son at a concert, like the kids on their shoulders? Like I get more and more fired up about what concert will it be that I'll get to take Tatum to for the first time.
I'm hoping
it's Slipknot, but I don't think it will be.
If Barrett chooses country like his father, then his father can take him to the show. Yeah. I'll stay home and just, you know, not.
Drink wine, drink your sorrows away. We got one more voice message.
Here's a million-dollar question. Do you want to face the Yankees or the Blue Jays if the Mariners get past the Tigers? I'm torn.
I don't know.
I do.
Who?
The Blue Jays, because that's Geddy Lee's favorite baseball team. And that would be, I'd feel even more connected to my favorite band, Rush.
Yeah, but whenever the Mariners play the Blue Jays, like the stadium gets taken over by Blue Jays fans. And I mean, maybe it'll be different, obviously, because it's the playoffs. And I feel like not as many people are going to be scalping tickets. They're probably going to be going to the game.
Sure.
But then there's also part of me just like that lore of like them against the Yankees. Like, and then you got Aaron Judge. Guy that people believe should be MVP if you're on the East Coast, it seems. And then Cal Raleigh. I mean, that's a fun story arc.
I agree.
I just want to play the team that sucks more.
That honestly, that's probably the best way to look at it.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
Tomorrow, we're going to be celebrating our Seattle Mariners with a playoff party at the Hall on Occidental. It's going to be starting at 5:38, that first pitch. So come and join us, the Daily Mix Show. You can get details on the party at KISW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve Miggs, I know that you are a proud Gen Xer.
It's the greatest generation of all time.
Then you're going to love this. The Gen X Comedy Tour.
I'm excited about this.
Is taking over the Emerald Queen Casino on Thursday, October 9th, next week. And we have Justin Ruppel on right now, who is the host and resident millennial for the Gen X Takeover Comedy Tour. Justin, good morning.
Good morning. How are we, my favorite people?
Oh, dude, we're doing great. I love that you're doing this because, as I've said time and time again, I think everybody would agree that the Generation X is the greatest generation.
Even the millennial agrees. That's the problem, is that that Generation X was the best because they just shut the heck up.
Right.
They knew not to stir the pot, don't bring any attention on me. And as a millennial, I'm watching these guys operate, and quite frankly, I was like, oh, man, I'm jealous.
Yeah, think about it. The boomers, they're just bitching about everything. Then got the Gen X, like you said, we're doing what we do. Millennials, it's all about, what about me? What about me? And then all the other generations that have come out since then, I don't even understand what language they're speaking. So who knows what they're talking about?
I don't know what they're talking about. But here's the problem, is that as a millennial, I was so involved in our music and our comedy and all that stuff. But the Gen X is very reminding me they're reminding me every day. Hey, bud, we were teenagers when that happened. You were a kid. And I was like, oh, man, that is your stuff.
I mean, millennials as well. Like, we got to experience, like, so many different ways of consuming music, which I don't know if any future generation will get to other than through digital.
Boy, that's such a good point. I mean, literally, I remember having 45s. I remember having single records. Then I went to cassette tapes. Then I went to CDs. Then I went to Burt CDs. Then MP3s. And now these kids are just going to have it beamed into their skull like that Batman movie, you know?
Which actually does sound kind of cool.
What's next?
And Justin, I, like you, am also a millennial, but I kind of identify as a Gen Xer. And so you're the host and resident millennial for the Gen X Takeover Comedy Tour. Tell us a little bit about what that involves and who all is going to be there on Thursday, October 9th.
It's quite the show because they have taken over an entire space every time they come in. So there's comedy. Each one of them does a set, and the thems are the Real Slim Sherry, the Professor Nick Harrison, the Dad Bod veteran John Wellington, and Kelly Mano. And together, all of us have about 25 million followers behind us. So I guess Gen X is not as quiet as I thought. But it's like a variety show with all the music, live music, crowd interaction. There's dancing, there's singing, there's comedy. It's, imagine if Gen X had control of the Emerald Queen Casino, and now we do.
And our bud, you mentioned the Professor Nick Harrison, who's a friend of the show, and I've spent some time and hung with Nick because he's also a big wrestling fan, and he managed me once when I wrestled in Lacey, Washington, which was kind of awesome. But Nick is also known for the guy that does all the yacht rock songs on social media.
That's right. That's right. Nick is well known for that. As a matter of fact, he's taken some of the most catchy yacht rock songs in history, turned them into our grunge music. You know, some of the stuff he's done of turning Nirvana into yacht rock and back in the opposite way. The guy is the musical masterpiece of our group. It's quite the experience. It's nothing like seeing Miggsy wrestle.
But, no, you know, it's who doesn't want to see me in spandex?
We actually pay people for that. We do. We pay them to come.
I just turned into Jeff Goldblum there. I guess Miggsy in spandex. Smuggling plums. Yes, he is. Yes.
Just, I got to ask you, though, I mean, you lived in the Pacific Northwest, and I know you're in L.A. now, but I mean, and I know you're a fan of sports. You've got to, just like the rest of us, have to be caught up in all the craziness that's going on with the Mariners.
Brother, I am walking around my house in my 1995 Starters Mariners jacket, doing my Dave Niehaus impression, looking right now at my opening day, seat 6, row 37, 148, when it was still Safeco Field, brother. This is the greatest moment in my fandom history. I just wish Dave was still with us. That's all I wish.
Justin, you mentioned you can do a mean Dave, you know, impersonation. Can we hear one?
Hello, everybody. Dave Niehaus here. And what a beautiful year for baseball. My, oh, my. Doesn't matter if it's Julio or Cal, it's going to be out of here. Soto Mojo.
Yeah.
That kind of sounds like Dave Niehaus after dark. I was getting a little turned on.
Yeah. he's had a few bourbons, and that one was low. Outside, ball one.
So great.
That is my favorite stuff he used to do. Low outside. Rumble that microphone.
Justin Ruppel, you're going to be the host and the resident millennial for the Gen X Takeover Comedy Tour. If you don't mind, we have to play a quick song, but we would like to come back with you and see just how well you think you know Gen Xers.
Yes, I will be there. Bring it.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, if you are just joining us, we are chatting with Justin Ruppel, who is going to be the host of Gen X, the Takeover Comedy Tour that's happening this next Thursday, October 9th at Emerald Queen Casino Event Center. Justin, we got to put you to the test with some Gen X facts since you are, like me, identifying as a Gen Xer.
Yeah, well, now I'm scared because my team will get on me if I don't get all of these right. So.
All right. Well, we dubbed this the Sounds of Generation X. So I found different sounds, like from commercials or TV shows or music, whatever it is. I want to see if you can figure out what we're talking about. And Taryn, since you're also identifying as a Gen Xer as well, feel free to jump in as well. So I'm going to start off with a very easy one. I feel like every Gen Xer knows this one, and I want you to finish this jingle.
The best part of waking up.
Folgers in your cup.
Yeah.
Folgers in your cup.
Mornings are brighter with mountain-grown Folgers because mountain-grown coffee.
Although I have to say, as a Gen Xer, I don't know if I've ever had a cup of Folgers coffee. I was a kid. My parents weren't letting me drink coffee.
Well, I remember Adam Ray, our old friend in Seattle, used to have a joke. He's like, the song should go, the best part of waking up is not dying in your sleep.
Also, quick aside about Adam, how is this guy friends with all the Seattle Mariners? Because I see him partying in the dugout with those guys.
Because the man works harder than anybody I know. The guy, I don't think he sleeps. I think he's like Da Vinci, where he just takes cat naps every 15 minutes. But God, hey, look, he's having fun, man. I need him to be the ambassador of fun, because I can't always be up there. So
yeah, this guy's just up into the wee hours of the night with the Seattle Mariners when they were Clinton. I was like, dude, good for you.
I was like, give me the beer jacket. I want to smell it. It smells like winning.
Next one. This one, well, you'll figure out what I'm talking about when you hear this.
It's Friday night, and the mood is right. I'm going to have some fun, show you how it's done, TGIF.
All right, Justin Ruppel, who's hosting the Gen X, the Takeover Comedy Tour. Two Gen Xers know TGIF. Can you name three shows that were featured on TGIF on ABC?
Well, let's start it off, right? So it depended on which year you saw it.
Okay, let's
go. It started at the 8 o'clock hour with Full House. Doom, do, 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 do. And then it would go. Family Matters is next, followed by Step by Step, and in the 9:30 spot, because it was the adult comedy, Perfect Strangers.
Dude, also, Step by Step, first of all, I think that was the first time where I had feelings for both the daughter and the mom in a show.
I know. Oh, my God, brother.
Suzanne Summers.
Yes.
Suzanne, I mean, that show, everybody on that show, they knew they were influencing us for the rest of our lives. With Cody.
And then also Boy Meets World was a part of it at one point. Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
Oh, Mr. Cooper, I forgot.
That's a good
Jeez,
one.
You are. This is it, man. This is why the best generation right there.
All right, we're talking with Justin Ruppel. Again, check out Gen X, the Takeover Comedy Tour. It's going to be over at the Emerald Queen Casino on Thursday, October 9th. Go to emeraldqueen.com to get tickets. It's going to be a great time with great comedy, music, and other stuff as well. And speaking of music, if you're a true Gen Xer, you should be able to name this infamous group. So who sang this song?
Well, that's a trick question.
It is a trick question.
Because Millie and Vanilli, they claimed to be the singers of the song, but they were not, in fact, the singers of the song. Both Millie and Vanilli were lip sync experts from across the pond. Oh, Millie Vanilli.
And it's crazy to think back then that got them canceled. And I saw somebody comment saying in 2025, nobody would even give a crap.
No.
And here's what's even worse. They would have been able to. I remember hearing them sing at that press conference that got them busted. And I was like, OK, you're just a little off key. If auto-tune existed the way it did back then, they would have had a career.
I saw one. I know one of the members is no longer with us, but I saw one of the members. He was performing one of the Milli Vanilli songs at like an old age home. And it was like, I was happy to see he's still performing, because I mean, who are we to tell you what to do with your performance life? But also, I was like, man, that is a tough go.
You know what? I would blame it on the rain.
Okay.
Oh, that is such a jam.
Okay. That's now we've gone too far. You millennials are kicked out. Us Gen Xers would never say something like that.
Justin, you are going to be on fire next week at the EQC Event Center. People can go to emeraldqueen.com to get tickets for the Gen X, the Takeover Comedy Tour. And thanks for just playing along with us this morning. Gen X is the greatest generation.
It is. And I appreciate you guys. Thank you for being such great representation and keeping Seattle on lockdown during this crazy time.
And go Mariners.
Go Mariners. Soto Mojo, baby.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you have what it takes to beat Steve Migs on his birthday of all days?
I won the earlier one.
He has 314 wins, 101 losses, and 86 ties so far in 2025. Were you by any chance listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40? Because there were three correct answers to the next game given out. So call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Beat Migs at 750.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.